This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Signature support for Talk Louisiana comes from Brian Lowe Financial. Matt Doyle is our producer, and your number is 877-217-5757, anywhere you are. And you may send us a message by email if you choose at talk@talklouisiana.org. We start with Dr. Susan Murphy. She is a Louisiana person done well. She's at Harvard University by way of the University of Michigan, also spent time at Penn State on her academic voyage. And Susan Murphy, for those who are unaware, is a MacArthur Fellow. She was in 2013 and a member of the National Academy of Sciences, considered one of the top statisticians in the world, and she is presiding at one of the great universities on the planet. And joining us from Cambridge, Massachusetts, Dr. Susan Murphy. Good morning.
Hi, Jim. It's great to be here.
Well, it's good to talk with you. And before we get to some of your work, which is fascinating, you obviously have had an amazing voyage since you left LSU about the same time I did, so it's been a few years. And I know you're quite pleased to tout the Rotary Club for your start. What happened there?
Right. I was really, when I was still at LSU, I applied for a special program that the Rotary Club offered to go overseas. It was part of a plan to help outsiders, people, foreign people, understand our country and to help us understand them. And I went to Germany as a result. I studied mathematics there. It was fantastic. I owe the Rotary Club a great debt. It was a great experience.
And that got it all rolling, didn't it?
I think you're right. I think when I trace back, that's probably the pivotal moment was this opportunity that the Rotary Club extended to me.
And you went from LSU to Tulane, where Susan received her master's and her PhD from the University of North Carolina in statistics. When did you know you had a mathematical mind?
When I was about 12 or 11, it was getting pretty clear that math was something I was good at, and I had this option to take mathematics or advanced home ec, and I loved home ec. So, and they were at the exact same time, so it was a big disaster. And so I chose to go with the mathematics, and I was really lucky because the school made it possible for me to do the advanced home ec on the side. So I got to do both in the end. But that made it, that option or that choice, having to make that choice made it really clear that I had to choose a direction.
Would you say, Dr. Murphy, that math touches everything we do?
Definitely. It helps us operationalize things. It helps us understand much of our life. Much of science is based on mathematics, most of science. It's sort of like the underlying tool for much of science.
And you do a lot of work analyzing statistical methods involving clinical trials for treatments for medical conditions, and one of those that is ongoing right now is one that I think people, particularly in our part of the world, can relate to, is you're doing work with hypertension. How is that evolving?
Right. This is for individuals with stage one hypertension. And in stage one hypertension, you don't really have to go on medication. If you're able, if you're lucky to be able to change your behaviors, such as increase activity, improve your diet, you have a good chance, not 100%, but a good chance of not having to go on medications. So what we have done in collaboration with a group at Kaiser and at University of Michigan is develop a smartphone application with a wearable tracker that tries to help you help yourself be more active. So it detects where you are at the moment. Say, for example, you're at work and the weather's not so great. Well, how can you be just a little bit more physically active at that time? Maybe by walking to the furthest bathroom in the building or some other type of small, small thing you can do just to work it into your life. So it's actually something you can do instead of being, you know, going for like a 30-minute or a 40-minute run. This is much more in the moment.
So activity
right.
is something that can address hypertension, and you don't have to be a superhero to get benefits.
Exactly, right. Just increasing a little bit your activity will help a lot. And if we can help you do this, like, you know, we all know we get these messages about parking further away from work, or like when you go to the grocery store, parking as far away from the opening of the store as possible. And so what these this app tries to do is it tries to notice how receptive you are to the messages, and are you in a setting in which those messages would be useful and not burdensome to you? And then if so, it will deliver a message with some chance, not all the time, but with some chance.
Susan Murphy is our guest. She's a professor of statistics at Radcliffe and Harvard, also professor of computer science. And she came a long way from East Ascension High School. That was a voyage that began a few years ago, but I know you have not forgotten your homeland. Your parents live here, as do the parents of your spouse, but you come back fairly often, don't you?
I come back every 3 months to see my parents. They live in Gonzales, and of course we go every day while we're here to Coffee Call, as you know, Jim.
Well, that place opened about the time we were in school. It was in a location just a few yards away, but you have not forgotten Coffee Call, and I'm sure the people there, the Canatellas, are very happy that you're giving them a plug. But and I suspect when you're there, you're not poring over homework. You're enjoying yourself.
Oh, that's definitely the case. And, you know, I visit my parents. I get good coffee. I go to get to see the camellias that are growing at all of the nurseries and at my parents' house. It's wonderful. I enjoy visiting Louisiana.
Well, you have been, since you left LSU, to some great universities, some beautiful places, Tulane and North Carolina, Penn State and Michigan and Harvard. Do you have a favorite?
Oh, that's hard. I think, my heart belongs to LSU, I have to tell you. We're still, like both my husband and I, we pay attention to LSU football, of course. I don't know. My heart will always belong to Louisiana. That's just the way it is.
But I know you were quite attached to the University of Michigan. 19
That's true.
Years. You've been at Harvard for, what, a couple of years or almost 2 years, but do you have pains about leaving Ann Arbor?
I do. I still have trouble going back. It upsets me to go back because I have so many great memories of that university. It's a very supportive environment for me in terms of pushing mobile health forward. I really appreciate everything that they did for me while I was there and the opportunities I received.
It was there when you received the MacArthur Fellowship in 2013, and that is one of the great honors. You're a MacArthur genius, and how did that come about?
Well, it's a complete mystery. One day I was sitting in my office, and I get this phone call, and this woman from the MacArthur Foundation was on the call, and immediately I think, oh, no. They want me to write a whole write-up for one of my postdocs or a grad student or undergrad to help them get a position. You know, so I'm thinking, oh, I have to do something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And instead, she tells me I won this fellowship, this MacArthur Fellowship, and I was completely shocked. I had no inkling this was coming. It was a wonderful award. It opened a lot of doors for me.
877-217-5757 is your number for Dr. Susan Murphy, MacArthur Fellow, and now a professor at Harvard University. Dan, downtown. Dan, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Yeah, Dr. Murphy, are you familiar with the statistical studies done by Harvard as well as Cornell and the University of Illinois that show that the federal courts deny justice to working men and women in favor of corporate and government employers?
I don't know if that's her line, but are you familiar with that, Dr. Murphy?
No, I'm not. That's quite interesting. my interest is mainly in helping people struggling with mental illnesses and addictions and chronic disease like hypertension. So I haven't paid as much attention to criminal justice, but this problem you're raising sounds very important. I'll Google that to see what's going on. It sounds very interesting. I appreciate you bringing that up.
And I think we would acknowledge that mathematics affects the criminal justice system. When you're choosing a jury, certainly percentages and ratios and things like that all come into play. And Dr. Susan Murphy is at the forefront of what's happening with statistics in our country and in our world at Harvard University. And we'll return with Dr. Murphy. Your number is 877-217-5757. We'll be back after this 90-second pause on Talk Louisiana. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for being with us for Talk Louisiana, another segment with Dr. Susan Murphy of Harvard University by way of LSU, Tulane, and East Ascension High School. Her parents still live in this area, and she comes back every 3 months, a MacArthur Fellow, which means she was a MacArthur genius in 2013. And a listener who commented at talklouisiana.org asked Dr. Murphy what you did with your fellowship. What was the process after you received the award that comes with being a MacArthur genius?
Yeah, that's a really good question. It was very complicated for me. So the real gain was that I was able to form collaborations with people who before that might not have even answered my email or a phone call. So I was able to make inroads in mobile health and affect the kinds of trials that we run in order to build better mobile health interventions in a much more substantial way. Now, some of the trials that have been quite a few trials that use designs that I've developed. And I don't think that would have happened had I not received that fellowship. So it's more, of course, the fellowship has money, but that's not really where the benefits come. The benefits come from the recognition and the acknowledgement and the doors that are opened as a result of that recognition.
And lately at Harvard, where you've been for almost 2 years, you have said you're working with what's happening in emergency rooms. How is that going?
Right. So we have a study. It's just recently over, and this was with young adults and older teenagers. And these are kids that are in trouble because they've been drinking or using other addictive substances. And so they end up in the emergency room. And one of the things we wanted to understand was what are the near time or in the moment influences of these poor behaviors. And to get that, we wanted these young people to answer questions on their phone. And if you've ever downloaded an app, you know exactly what I mean. These apps can be very aggravating when they interrupt you in your life. Anyway, so we developed an app that had a game-like environment, and it also provided a number of reinforcers, that is, little rewards that would people would get that they would like, and then as a result, they would answer our questions about their perceptions of how lonely they are, how stressed. So these were kids at small colleges. And maybe their classes were stressing them out or not a lot, or friendship issues were causing trouble, and thus they ended up drinking excessively. So we wanted to understand that. You go ahead.
All right, 877-217-5757. In our remaining time with Dr. Murphy, Catherine on Government Street. Catherine, you're on the air with Dr. Susan Murphy.
Good morning. Hi. Thank you both very much. Dr. Murphy, having lived in other areas of the country, do you have any theories or ideas as to why Louisiana, and particularly South Louisiana, is at the bottom of, you know, we're number 50 in almost every quality of life indicator there is. Do you have any theories as to whether or not, or what we can do to change that? You mentioned mental health, and I know that we have an abysmal, particularly in this area, record on dealing with, handling, offering services. Any ideas as to what we can do differently to kind of maybe change where we stand and get us out?
All right.
I think first we also need to recognize that we have some elite institutions like the Pennington Health Center in Baton Rouge. This is one of the elite institutions in studying obesity and physical activity, and we have to be really proud of that. So it's not that we're always at the bottom. I mean, we do have elite institutions, and we have to always keep that in our mind. Of course, we always want to improve, and I think by working together, both across different political parties as different constituencies, it's really important. And another way in which you see this, another sort of group to imitate or to look at, it's in a different area, but if you look at the Nature Conservancy in Louisiana, this group has been very successful in working across corporate and political boundaries in trying to improve our environment, particularly with regards to the Atchafalaya Basin. So I think that's what we want to do is when we look at mental illness and addictions, for example, teen pregnancy and so on, we want to figure out a way to work as a team, much like, for example, Nature Conservancy does, or the Pennington in terms of obesity. So there are people in our world, that is in southern Louisiana, that know how to really move forward. And we just have to find out from them and use some of the tools they're using for our issues, that is mental illness, substance use, pregnancy, poverty, and so on.
Holly on in the Garden District asks about women in academia, particularly in the sciences. Are you a minority, or are there more women now who are prominent in fields like yours?
There's more. There is an ever increasing number of women who are entering the fields of statistics and computer science, as well as straight up mathematics. More and more of us, it's great. We bring a different viewpoint to how you mentor students, both grad students as well as undergrads. And that's, I think, benefiting these fields a great deal. And also what's really, from my point of view, a really cool thing is a lot of women are very interested in improving poverty, improving problems with mental illness and addiction. And so you get a greater emphasis on how we might use mathematics in those fields. So that's a big plus of having more and more women join our mm-hmm. ranks. Of course, many men are interested in this as well. I don't want to, you know, discount that.
Dr. Murphy is still an active professor in the classroom and last semester taught a class on artificial intelligence to graduate students at Harvard. Was it a good mix as far as ethnic and gender diversity?
Yeah, there was we had a lot of women. Actually, one of the undergrads in that class is still working with me and will work on her honors thesis with me next year. She's a joy to work with. Her name's Celine. And then we had a lot of guys, of course. And then, of course, since this is Harvard, there's a number of students from all over the world because we, in the U.S., we're leading in terms of education, so we get students from all over the world who want to join us. And so there's a lot of diversity in all kinds of ways, gender as well as ethnic diversity.
Well, I understand since you've left Louisiana, Dr. Murphy, you're a serious hockey player.
Oh, you didn't warn me about asking that. Yeah, ice hockey is my passion, although you're interested. Listeners may note that the Bruins lost 4-1 last night, and we're all very depressed here in Boston land.
St. Louis Blues won their first title.
I know, it's very depressing. And I gave up a game to play in a game just to watch their game.
Well, congratulations on your great success, and certainly we look forward to having you back on the show again. And Louisiana person done very well at Harvard University and a great career leading up to her assignment at Cambridge. Dr. Murphy, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye, Jim.
Take care. We'll return with Mark Ballard, Capitol Bureau Chief for The Advocate, on his legislative scorecard, the winners and the losers, after this time out for the news with Karen Henderson.